From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told the Munich Security Conference Saturday that America would be unwavering in its support for the NATO alliance. However, as Henry Ridgewell reports, Pence also warned allies that they must step up their defense spending.
Vice President Pence said he came to Munich bearing a message from President Trump.
I bring you this assurance. The United States of America strongly supports NATO and will be unwavering in our commitment to this transatlantic alliance.
Ahead of the conference, much of the focus had been on relations between Washington and Moscow.
The United States will continue to hold Russia accountable, even as we search for new common ground, which, as you know, President Trump believes can be found.
Listening to that was Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Lavrov rejected Western accusations of military aggression and denied Russia had tried to influence the U.S. election. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
Also at the Munich Security Conference, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said that President Trump is working on a streamlined version of his executive order that banned travel from 7 predominantly Muslim nations. Kelly said the original order was designed as a temporary pause to allow him to see where our immigration and vetting system has gaps that could be exploited. The Homeland Security Secretary said the new order would seek to iron out some of the difficulties in the previous version that's currently held up in the courts. Trump's original executive order barred all Syrian refugees and immigrants from 7 majority Muslim countries. Implementation was stopped by a federal judge and upheld by a court of appeals. This